Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
Thank you for joining us again here today. And I was talking to Pastor Paul a couple of weeks ago. I think it was the last Sunday of December. And so by God's grace, as we head to the Philippines again this year, you know, most of you would know that when we fly out of Australia, we head to Manila. And so we're going to connect with Pastor Paul and see if there's anything we can do in Manila with the church there. And by God's grace, God's plans will be established. Amen. Okay. Hey, before I begin, I just want to bring just a little praise report. It's a big praise report. As you know, we have two locations across the world, one in Busia County in Africa, Kenya, and another one in Okara City, Pakistan. And I just wanted to say that last Sunday, first Sunday of 2020, first Sunday of a new decade, Busia County encountered two salvations for Jesus Christ. Okara City encountered one salvation. And we encountered two here last Sunday. So that's five to kick off the new year. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand of praise for that. Would you do that? That's the greatest miracle of all. Let's not lose sight of the fact that salvation is the greatest miracle of all. You know, one of the things that we want to do this year more than ever, and we're going to achieve these through our leadership development nights, and which are going to be on the first Wednesday night of every month, beginning in February, starting at 7:30 to 9 p.m. here at Gateway. One of the things that we want to do there is really raise up more leaders and raise up communicators, people who can speak God's word, people that we can send to various places. And so as I kick off my message today, and for all of our budding communicators out there, for all of our budding preachers out there, our budding evangelists, and for those listening online, you know, when it comes to preaching God's word, there's a number of different ways you can begin. If you like, you can begin with a story relative to your message. You can begin with, if you like, a joke, but make sure that it's relevant and make sure that everyone's laughing, okay? And, you know, somebody once said, it's not a joke unless everyone's laughing, all right? And so you can begin with a story, you can begin with a joke, you can begin really in a number of different ways, or you can stand up here and just launch into God's word. You're introduced, for example, and it's okay for you to just launch into God's word, which we're going to do today. Amen. In Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 3 to 6, which we'll read in just a moment, in case you don't know, God gives the prophet Ezekiel a vision. The vision is about a man being called to step into a river to the point where the man's feet can no longer touch the bottom. And in 2020, God is calling each one of us to not only to come to the river, but to get our feet wet and to go deeper and to go all in. And so our key passage for 2020, and if you haven't heard, you know, in years past, we've never had a theme for the whole year. We do a lot of series here at Gateway. However, we've never done a theme for the whole year. And so our theme for this year is called All In. So our key passage again is found in Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 3 to 6, and we read, "As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits, and then he led me through the water that was ankle deep." This man was led to the river, and now he's being led, and he's gone ankle deep. "The man measured off 1,000 cubits, and he led me through the water, and it became knee-deep. He measured off 1,000, and he led me through the water that was now up to my waist. He measured off 1,000. Notice how everything in this particular passage was measurable. And if you can measure it, you can manage it. When it comes to your goals for this year, be it spirit, mind, body, it's good to be able to measure your progress. Otherwise, how will you know how far you have come? But now it was a river that I could not cross because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in, a river that no one could cross. And he asked me, remember, Ezekiel is having a vision. And then he asked me, son of man, do you see this? And I want to simply ask you today, can you see your next step? This particular passage is very much about steps. Took a step, he went ankle deep. Took another step, went knee deep, waist deep, to the point where he began to swim. When I think about the goal of this series, the goal of this theme, come the end of 2020, the goal would be that every single person who's hearing my voice would take one step moving forward. Even if the progress is slow, slow progress is better than no progress. The win would be that actually a number of people learn how to swim, that they get to the point that they can trust God enough that they can let go and allow, as it were, the Holy Ghost currents of God to take them and lead them where the Lord wants you to go. That would be the win. How many people here had swimming lessons when you were a child? Put your hand up if you had swimming lessons when you were a child. My hand's up as well. Now, I don't know if you can relate to me, but my experience was totally traumatic when I got swimming lessons, and I'm not sure what it was. For some reason, the whole thought about getting swimming lessons, it triggered something. It triggered a number of emotions in my life that somewhere, you know, that had occurred early in my childhood somewhere. And it caused me to feel very, very unsafe, unsure, fear-filled, and totally insecure, especially when I had to take off my shirt. And even though I'm not afraid of the water today, I'm not afraid to put my head under the water or anything like that. I quite enjoy it, actually. But I never actually learned how to swim, in a way where I became strong, okay? However, based on Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 3 to 6, and my own spiritual journey, today I want to give you three keys when it comes to how to go deeper as God leads us to take our next step. You know, it's all about your next step. You know, when I think potentially when people hear the phrase all in, maybe it can trigger some kind of emotion that you picked up through some traumatic life experience, either early in your childhood or throughout your life somewhere, maybe rejection or feeling, you know, perhaps abandoned or isolated or abused in some way. Going all in can trigger an emotion of fear. I think what we tend to do, and again, I don't know if you were like me, I must have had something take place early in my childhood. I just don't know. But even when I started primary school, and, you know, we got our maths textbook, right? It was like that thick. For starters, that overwhelmed me. The fact that it was that thick, it overwhelmed me. And then all of my friends around me, guess what they did? They went like to the last chapter of the whole book, and then there were like pages just full of numbers and, you know, symbols that I'd never seen before. I became overwhelmed like this. And again, subsequently, I had an issue with maths for so many years until later on in life as I began to get a hold of it instead of it getting a hold of me. But the point is this, you only need to know your next step. When it comes to going all in, all you need to know is your next step. This is what we see in Ezekiel. Ankle deep, what a great start. Knee deep, progress. Waist deep, both feet are still on the ground. But then as they went all in, they were swimming. You just need to know your next step. Your joy, your blessing, your fulfillment is on the other side of you having the courage to take your next step. Can we just encourage someone in this house to go and take your next step? Encourage them to take their next step. So point number one, when it comes to going deeper in God, point number one, enter the water. Enter the water. That's your first step. It's one thing. See, in this vision, Ezekiel was led to the river. But then, as we read in verse 3, he went ankle deep. He entered the water. The first step to responding to God's call in your life today is to enter the water and simply get your feet wet. Someone here needs to at least get your feet wet. And you might, you know, I'm not talking about the things that you're already swimming in. I'm not talking about the things that you're already knee deep and waist deep. I'm talking about the things that God is calling you into when it comes, number one, to your God-given time, your God-given talents, and your God-given treasure. It's all given by God. Do a study on it. It's all my next breath. Is only going to take place because God said yes. I only have a limited number of breaths if I look after myself, okay? It's not God's will that I go too early, but if I look after myself, my next breath is coming from the Lord. It's all given by God. We need to get our feet wet. You know, here's the good news. This is why 2020 can be a year like none other. Because on the other side of you getting your feet wet is Holy Ghost blessing, power and encouragement from the Lord. That's what's coming your way. We read in Joshua chapter 3 verse 13, look what happens when you just simply get your feet wet. Look what happens in this particular passage through the prophet Joshua. It says, and as soon as the feet of the priests who carried the ark of the Lord, the presence of God, touch the water, the flow of water will be cut off upstream and the river will stand up like a wall. The thing about that particular passage is this, when they touch the water, I'm not sure why this is my posture right now. I have no idea. Feels appropriate. I'm just going to go with it. As soon as they touch the water, there was nothing tangible that took place that they could see. It says the waters would be cut off upstream. That means they couldn't see what happened at this part of the stream. But something was cut off out of sight. And as long as they stood there in the water, what was upstream would become tangible in this part of the stream. When you step into the water, stand until you get your breakthrough. What's your next step and where do you need to get your feet wet? Again, is it with your God-given time, your God-given talents, or your God-given treasure? Something happens when we respond to God's call and get our feet wet. And at the end of my message today, I want to give someone the opportunity to respond, which will assist in the work of our ministry here at Gateway, which will also mobilize our mission. I want to give someone the opportunity. Point number two, experience the water. Experience the water. Experience the water, right? Experience the water. For example, walk around the pool. Experience the water. Experience what it's like to drag your legs through the water, to move around. Experience what it's like to hold on to the edge of the pool, lift up your body and kick your legs. Experience the water. In other words, to paraphrase what I'm saying, walk around the church. Walk around the church. Don't feel like you're stuck and you have to stay religiously in the same place or even in the same seat. Walk around the church. Meet some people. Greet some people. I want to encourage everyone here, when you come to church, can I humbly ask you, when you come to church, don't sit down and go like this. Put your head down in your phone. Don't have a pash with your phone. Yeah. Don't fix your gaze on your phone. Jesus said, lift up your eyes. The fields are wide unto harvest. People are coming into the house, which are the results of our prayers. Let's go and greet someone. Lift up your eyes. I want to say that to everybody. Don't spend time on your phone. I don't know about you, but going into this year, I'm just spending less time on my phone. I'm less time on this, less time on that. You know, everything is controlled around the phone. In Genesis, right? Eve reached for the apple, right? In 2020, let's let's reach out a little bit less for the apple. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let's reach out a little bit less for that other technology that's out there that's not an apple. Android. I'm not that, you know, fast. I'm just saying, okay, let's reach out a little bit less for those kinds of things. Break that habit, break that routine, and reach out to the Lord and reach out to people. Amen? Can I get a big amen? Amen. Come on. All right. So, you know, experience the water. Splash about. Splash some water on your face. Think, oh, that's different. That's nice, that feeling. Wet your hair, go underwater, stuff like that. What about splashing other people? What about splashing other people for that? I don't know about you, but I used to love, you know, I'd get in the water with my daughters, Anna and Holly, and they're all a bit like this. They've gotten in, they're a bit like this because it's cold. And what does Dad like to do? Do a little bit of splashing for those listening online. Kind of splash them in a way that's kind of not quite splashing them, but it's a little bit, it's kind of just a touching them. They're like, Dad, don't. Don't, Dad, don't, like, threatening me. And that's the worst thing I could have done, because I'm like, yeah, it'd be more now. Yeah, it's good. I got a trout on the hook, you know what I'm saying? So this is great. It's whatever. So sometimes we need to splash, need to experience the water. Now, I'm not sure how this thing works. I don't know how it works. You press the trigger? Like this? For those listening online, I'm holding a Super Soaker water gun supplied by Sarah and Aaron Weathers. Yeah. So just press the trigger. Well, the trigger doesn't work. What do you mean, pumper? I'm not really sure what you mean. Like this? Is that what you do? Like that? Did that work? What? Yeah. Oh, you want some of that love? Oh. Oh. All right. Confession time. That was probably more all about me. Having a bit of fun with his family, yeah? Having a bit of fun with his family. I love it. It's fantastic. But there was a lot of laughter, you know, a lot of joy, whatever. No one was really afraid of the water at the end of the day. And I want to encourage you to experience the water, okay? A blessing shared, a blessing shared is a blessing doubled. Acts 20, verse 35 says, "And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." Point number three, engage the water. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this one. We're going to move on. But the word engage means to participate and to become involved in a variety of activities. Come on now. That's what it means to engage. Let me read it out again. The word engage means to participate and to become involved in a variety of activities. And the Lord has something for you to do. You have a purpose. You have a purpose, you have a purpose, you have a purpose. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, we read, "There are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of activities, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work." The most important thing is for you to take your next step and to do something. In John chapter 5, there's a great story about a pool, and it's called the Pool of Bethesda. And once a year in this particular story, the water would be stirred by an angel. And the Bible talks about the first responder, meaning that whoever got into the water first, once it was stirred, that person would be healed of their sicknesses. The blessing, the miracle, the provision, and the testimony came when someone quickly responded to God's stirring and they went all in. You know, the beautiful thing about this story is that there was a man who was crippled. He was there 38 years at this same pool, watching other first responders go ahead of him when the pool was stirred. The beautiful thing about this story is that Jesus knew about this man who could, by his own means, not get into the pool. And because he couldn't go to the pool, Jesus goes to him and he gets his breakthrough. But I do want to say this, that quite often we think that the story is primarily about the crippled man who was there for 38 years. But let's not forget that the story is also about the first responder. Because the first responder got their breakthrough. And the other good news is this, that every single one of us can be a first responder. We're not here to compete against one another. We're simply here to respond to God's call regarding our next step. Every single one of you can be a first responder, providing you respond when the stirring of God takes place. And even though Jesus went to this man who could do nothing by himself, Jesus is not going to come to you or I if we have the means to respond. Do you understand what I'm saying? That story is all about compassion as well. Okay, and it's also about us being compassionate when it comes to doing things for others that they cannot do themselves. Be the first to respond. Be a first responder. And I want to give someone the opportunity now to help us here at Gateway Life Church. I'm not going to spend a lot of time in this, okay? But what we have an opportunity here for someone to help us, for some people to help us to bring people to church. We have a growing African community. We have other people, Australians and others, who don't have transport to be able to come to Gateway Life Church. And in actual fact, we probably have between 40 and 50 members of our church right now sitting at home. And they want to be here. But the reason why they're not here is because we don't have enough people, resource, bringing them to the house. Now, you don't have to do everything, but if you could do something, perhaps you come to our services here and you have a spare 2, 3, maybe 4 seats in your car, right? And you don't even have to do it every week. Perhaps we can build some teams, okay? I'm not going to go through all the details right now. I just want someone to take the next step. What we do have is like an interest form here that we would need you to fill out. Again, I'm not going to go through. Even someone listening online, you can be a part of this. Just email the office. Go to our webpage, email the office. We need help. And I think that one of the ways we can grow our ministry here and mobilize the mission is to help people come to the house. And there'll be a great blessing in it for you. Bring people to the house to be with the people of God and the presence of God, to hear the word of God and encounter the blessing of God. So if that's you, can you lift up your hand and we'll give you one of these right now if that's you. Okay, so can I have Paul, just come, bro. Please keep your hand right up. What we need you to do is fill it out, place it in the red letterbox in the foyer as soon as you can. Be a quick responder, not just a first responder, but a quick one. Keep your hand right up, and Paul's going to hand them out. Thank you so much, God. And Livs, thanks for putting your hand up, doll. That's awesome. Thank you. Just keep your hand right up. We don't want to miss anyone. Okay, thank you so much. All right, as we come to a close, I'll just invite the music team to come. You know, I think that we can become afraid of going all in. And so we hold out on God because we fear that we'll miss out on something that this life has to offer. But the only thing that we're going to miss out on is everything that God has to offer. Did you hear me? That's the only thing we're going to miss out on. It's what God has to offer. Here's what I know for sure. God is not holding out on us. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ went all in with the Father's will when he went to the cross. And when we celebrate communion each week, we're remembering that Jesus said, "Father, not as I will, but your will be done." In other words, "Father, this is hard and I don't really want to do this. If there was another way, I'd take it. But nevertheless, not as I will, but your will be done." and he went all in. And I want to ask you, are you all in? Let's stand in the presence of the Lord today as we begin to close. I want to give someone the opportunity today to respond to Jesus. And I just want to ask you, if you feel that you are far from God, or you're not where you need to be in your relationship with Jesus, or perhaps you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you know about Jesus, but you don't know him personally, I want to invite you now to take your next step. And the way that you can do that is by praying a prayer after me. And so in a moment, I'm going to invite you to do that. What we want to do after having prayed that prayer, if you've prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to give you a gift. It's a salvation pack. This is the book of Luke. And inside of that are a couple of resources that will be a great blessing to your spiritual growth and development. Okay, there's some apps here that will be good for you. These are apps that you can share with others and things like that. Can I just say that one of the biggest problems that God has with people, his church, one of the biggest problems I've encountered personally with people in the church, people in general, is when they say no to the Holy Spirit. The thing is, we can say no to God and responding quickly and everything like that, but here's the thing, God's not going to change his mind. Holy Spirit's not going to change his mind until we change our mind. If what I've just shared with you speaks to you today and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, would you please pray after me? I'll pray a line and I'll get you to pray after. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you this day and I humble myself. I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I confess my sins and my need of forgiveness. Forgive me, I pray, of all my sins. Cleanse me this day and make me whole. In Jesus' name. Amen. My dear friends, if you prayed that prayer today, we want to give you something, a gift. We want to help you in your next steps. Would you just lift up your hand today if you prayed that prayer? Lift up your hand today. We want to give you something. Where's Margie? Margie, you just want to come. How about to my left? Come on, if you rededicated your life to the Lord today. One just said, God bless you, sister. Fantastic. Anyone else to my left? I feel like there's someone to my left. Okay, thank you. Right up the back. I feel like there's someone else to my left. Going to wait for a moment, okay? Be a quick responder. How about in the middle? In the middle? To my right? Anyone to my right? Okay. Let's give those two people a hand. God bless you so much. And you? Yes? Yes? Let's give those three people a hand. Give them a hand. Come on. Take your right hand, place it on your heart. Father, thank you for everyone who responded today, not just for salvation, but regarding their next steps. I declare that greater things are yet to come for 2020 and beyond in Jesus' name and across the world. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand of thanks. Praise God. We're going to close in praise right now. And I want to say thank you for coming. Hope you can stay for some fellowship and something to eat and drink. God bless. We'll see you real soon.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. We hope you were equipped, encouraged, and empowered. To stay engaged or to learn more about us, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. We hope to see you soon.